تسمات دیر فور کرمسو ان فیوٹیو ایکٹیویٹیز برہیشمن او کنگ پراچین برہیشت اجنانات آؤٹ آف اگنورنس ارتھ کاششو ان دی گلٹرنگ فروٹیو ریزلٹ ما نیبر ارتھ درشٹیم کنسیڈرنگ ٹو بی دا ایم آف لائف کرتھا ڈو شروترا سپرششو پلیزنگ ٹو دا ایئر اپرشٹوا وداؤٹ ٹچنگ وستوشو ریئل انٹرسٹ ٹرانسلیشن اینڈ پرپٹ بائی ہز ڈیوائن گریس سی سی بھکتی ودان سوامی شیلا پربھوپاد ٹرانسلیشن مائی ڈیئر کنگ برہیشمن یو شوڈ نیور آؤٹ آف اگنورنس ٹیک ٹو دا ویدک ریچولس اور ٹو فروٹیو ایکٹیویٹی وچ مے بی پلیزنگ ٹو ہیئر اباؤٹ اور وچ مے اپیئر ٹو بی دا گول آف سیلف انٹرسٹ یو شوڈ نیور ٹیک دس ٹو بی دا الٹیمیٹ گول آف لائف پرپٹ ان بھگوت گیتا سیکنڈ چیپٹر ورس 42-43 اٹ از سیڈ یامیمام پشپیتام واچم پروادنت وپشچیتہ ویدوادرتہ پارتک نانیدستتی وادینا کاماتمان سورگ پرا جنم کرم فلپردام کریا ویشیش بھولام بھوگیشوری گتیم پرتی مین آف اسمال نالج آر ویری مچ اٹیچڈ ٹو دا فلاوری ورڈز آف دا ویدس وچ ریکمینڈ ویریئس فروٹیو ایکٹیویٹیز فار ایلیویشن ٹو ہیونلی پلانٹس ریزلٹنٹ گڈ برتھ پاور اینڈ سپورٹ Being desirous of sense gratification and opulent life, they say that there is nothing more than this. Generally, people are very much attracted to the fruitive activities sanctioned in the Vedic rituals. One may be very much attracted to be coming elevated to heavenly planets by performing great sacrifices like those of King Bharishman. Sri Narada Muni wanted to stop King Bharishman from engaging in such fruitive activities. Therefore, he is now directly telling him, don't be interested in such temporary benefits. In modern civilization, people are very much interested in exploiting the resources of material nature through the methods of science. Indeed, this is considered advancement. This is not actually advancement, however, but is simply pleasing to hear. Although we are advancing according to such concocted methods, we are forgetting our real purpose. Bhakti Vinod Thakur therefore says, Jada Vidya Yata Mayara Vaibhav Tomara Bhajane Badha. Materialistic studies are the glare of Maya only, for they are an obstacle to spiritual progress. The temporary comforts of life experienced either on this planet or on other planets are all to be taken as illusory because they do not touch the real purpose of life. The real purpose of life is to go back home, back to Godhead. Ignorant of the real purpose of life, people take to either gross materialistic activities or ritualistic activities. King Bharishman is herein requested not to be attached to such activities. King Bharishman, you know, in the Vedas it is stated that the performance of sacrifices is the actual purpose of life. A section of the Indian population known as the Arya Samajists laid too much stress on the sacrificial portion of the Vedas. This verse indicates, however, that such sacrifices are to be taken as illusory. Actually, the aim of human life should be God realization or Krishna consciousness. The Vedic performances are, of course, very glittering and pleasing to hear about, but they do not serve the real purpose of life. Hare Krishna. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruvaya Namaha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vishnaya Bhagala Simita Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswata Deve Gaurvani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pachchata Desha Tarine ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸದಿ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ಐ ವುಡ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಟು ಬೆಗ್ ಮರ್ಸಿ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ವೈಷ್ಣವರ್ಸ್ ಅಸೆಂಬಲ್ಡ್ ಹಿಯರ್, ಸೀನಿಯರ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್. ಯು ನೋ ಶಿಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾ ಸೆಡ್ ದಟ್ ವೃಂದಾವನ್ ಇಸ್ ಮೈ ಹೌಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಬಾಂಬೆ ಇಸ್ ಮೈ ಆಫೀಸ್. ಸೊ ಇಸ್ಕಾನ್ ಜುಹು ಈಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಫೇಮಸ್, ಇಟ್ಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಇಂಪಾರ್ಟೆಂಟ್ ಟೆಂಪಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಶಿಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ. ಟು ಬಿ ಹಿಯರ್ ಐ ಫೀಲ್ ವೆರಿ ಮಚ್ ಬ್ಲೆಸ್ಡ್ ಟು ಗೆಟ್ ಅಸೋಸಿಯೇಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ವಂಡರ್ಫುಲ್ ಡ್ಯೂಟೀಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಯು ಆನ್ ದ ಬ್ಯಾಂಕ್ ಆಫ್ ಓಷನ್. ಇಟ್ಸ್ ವೆರಿ ನೈಸ್ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್, ನೈಸ್ ಕ್ಲೈಮೇಟ್. ಸೊ ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಬ್ಲೆಸ್ ಮೀ ಸೋ ದಟ್ ಐ ವುಡ್ ಬಿ ಏಬಲ್ ಟು ಸ್ಪೀಕ್ ಆನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಪರ್ಪೋರ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಶಿಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ. ದಿಸ್ ಫೋರ್ತ್ ಕ್ಯಾಂಟು ಇಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಫೇಮಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಡಿಟ್ಯಾಚ್ಮೆಂಟ್, ವೈರಾಗ್ಯ ವಿದ್ಯಾ. ದಿಸ್ ಪುರಂಜನ ಸ್ಟೋರಿ ಕಮಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಫೋರ್ತ್ ಕ್ಯಾಂಟೋ. ಯು ಸಿ ಇನ್ ಸಿಕ್ಸ್ತ್ ಕ್ಯಾಂಟೋ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ದಿಸ್ ಹನ್ಸ್ ಗುಯ್ಯ ಪ್ರೇಯರ್ಸ್, ದಿಸ್ ಪ್ರಜಾಪತಿ ಅಂಡ್ ಹೌ ಶಿಲ ನಾರದ ಮುನಿ ಇನ್ಸ್ಟ್ರಕ್ಟ್ಸ್ ದ ಸನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಪ್ರಜಾಪತಿ. ಹಿ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಇನ್ಸ್ಟ್ರಕ್ಟ್ಸ್ ದಿಸ್ 10,000 ದೆನ್ 1,000 ಸನ್ಸ್. ದೆನ್ ದಕ್ಷ ಹಿ ಗೆಟ್ಸ್ ಆಜಿಟೇಟೆಡ್, ಹಿನಿಕರ್ಸ್ ನಾರದ ಮುನಿ. ಸೊ ನಾರದ ಮುನಿ ಈಸ್ ಅ ಪರ್ಫೆಕ್ಟ್ ಪ್ರೀಚರ್ ಆಫ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕಾನ್ಷಿಯಸ್ನೆಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಹಿ ಡಿವೈಸಸ್ ಡಿಫರೆಂಟ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಟು ಪ್ರೀಚ್ ಡಿಫರೆಂಟ್ ಪೀಪಲ್. ಹಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಡಿಫರೆಂಟ್ ಸ್ಟೈಲ್ ಯು ಸಿ. ಸೊ ಈ ಪ್ರೀಚ್ ಮೃಗಾರಿ ಇನ್ ಡಿಫರೆಂಟ್ ಸ್ಟೈಲ್. ದಿಸ್ ಸನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಕ್ಷ ಹಿ ಪ್ರೀಚ್ ಇನ್ ಡಿಫರೆಂಟ್ ವೇ. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ನೌ ಯು ಸಿ ಇನ್ ಫೋರ್ ಕಾಂಟು ವಿ ಸಿ ಟು ಪ್ರಾಚೀನ್ ಬರ್ಹಿ ಹೂ ವಾಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಮಚ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪಿ ಟು ಗೆಟ್ ಮ್ಯಾರಿಡ್. ಇನ್ ನೋಟ್ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್ಸ್ ಯುನೋ, ಫೈರ್ ಗಾಡ್ ಕಮಿಂಗ್, ಸೋ ಮೆನಿ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನಿಂಗ್ ದೇ ಆರ್. ಇಟ್ಸ್ ವೆರಿ ವಂಡರ್ಫುಲ್ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಟೈಮ್. ಯು ನೋ ಹಿ ವಾಸ್ ಥಿಂಕಿಂಗ್ ದಟ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ವಿಟ್ನೆಸಿಂಗ್ ವಿತ್ ಸ್ಯಾಕ್ರೆಡ್ ಫೈರ್, ಬಟ್ ಯು ಸಿ ಫೈರ್ ಗಾಡ್ ಅಗ್ನಿದೇವ್ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್ ವಿಚ್ ಈಸ್ ಯು ನೋ ವಿ ಡೋಂಟ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಮಿಡಿಯೇಟ್ಲಿ. ಇಟ್ ಟೇಕ್ಸ್ ಡೀಪ್ ಸ್ಟಡಿ ಆಫ್ ದಟ್. ಸೊ ನಾರದ ಮುನಿ ಹಿಯರ್ ಈಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾವಿಂಗ್ ಅ ಯುನಿಕ್ ವೇ ಟು ಪ್ರೀಚ್ ಪ್ರಾಚೀನ್ ಬರ್ಹಿ. ಯು ನೋ ಹಿ ಬ್ರಿಂಗಿಂಗ್ ದ ಸ್ಟೋರಿ ಆಫ್ ಪುರಂಜನ. ಸೊ ಹಿಯರ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಪರ್ಪಟ್ ಶಿಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಸೆಡ್ about ultimate goal of life which you can work for, you can devote your life when you know the purpose of life. In next lines Prabhupada is saying, next para, purpose of life, and then he is comparing what are the means to know the purpose of life and what are the means to get it, which is ultimate. Ultimate means in terminology nothing more than that. Nothing is there. After ultimate there is nothing. That is not one after another. You get it, then again something is remaining. It's not ultimate means full stop. That is ultimate. So here, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur instructed his disciple Sundarananda Vidya Vinod something. And he compiled the teachings of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur in the Sambandha Abhideya Prayojana. You see. And in Sambandha, if we don't have the sambandha gyan, we don't understand the real purpose of life. Who is that Krishna we are supposed to surrender? Who is that Krishna whose names we are taking every day morning? Sisi Radha Ras Bihari ki, Sisi Sitaram Lakshman Anuman ki, Sisi Gaur Nitai ki. So, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, you are eating, drinking the soup of words. When you are chanting Hare Krishna mantra, Krishna says, if you go in a Tirthakshetra, you don't understand the Krishna Tattva from the sadhus residing there, then you are like a cow. So when we are chanting Hare Krishna, we must inquire, what is Hare Krishna chanting? Who is Krishna? Sambandha Gyan. So here Prabhupada, putting emphasis on Sambandha Gyan, is saying that, he's quoting Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Jadavidya Mayara Vaibhava. You see, we can engage Jadavidya in practical preaching, but Jadavidya can be engaged in Krishna consciousness. In the material world we are preaching, but Jadavidya cannot be the source to go to the spiritual world. If you want to go to the spiritual world, you have to have a spiritual vidya. Jad Vidya can be engaged in Krishna service and practical preaching. It cannot be the tool for self-realization, for God-realization. So here Prabhupada, in the whole concept in this purport, is that how we should understand the Sambandha Gyan and how the material knowledge, Jad Vidya, is useless. It's not important. And again he is talking about one so-called Arya Samaj, you know, and they're putting stress on the sacrificial portion of the Vedas. You see, in the Veda, you see, so many detailed, you know, processes given how to go to Indralok. You see, people think Veda means great knowledge, you know, but when they come to read, they read so many ways, so many karmakandic section. And you see, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, karmakanda gyanakanda to vishara bhanda. You see, we have pancham purushat, pure bhakti, shuddha bhakti. So here, you know, we will see all this stuff, and we have Bhagavad Gita again here, you know, in Srila Prabhupada purports. Prabhupada said in some contest, Bhagavad Gita is ABC. You see, but ABCD will be there in your PhD, you know, synopsis also, thesis also. Without ABCD you cannot form your thesis. It will be there. ABCD is there. It's like a foundation. ABCD means, in another words, Bhagavad Gita is the foundation. You see. And if you have a big building, and then you say, now I don't want foundation, then it will damage, it will come down. So in Bhagavad Gita, in the second chapter, which is, you know, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, it is Gita, sorry, it's, you know, Gita summarized. And Prabhupada gave that title in his English translation. He said, second chapter, Gita summarized. In that, you know, mainly he is giving the whole overview of Bhagavad Gita, what will be coming in Bhagavad Gita. And then later on, Karma Yoga, Gyan Karma, Sanyas Yoga, you know, 7th chapter, 9th chapter, he will explain everything in detail. And in 12th chapter, he will talk about Bhakti Yoga. And again in 18th chapter, he will again conclude. Krishna again, it's like, 18th chapter is also like a second chapter. So in this second chapter, Krishna comments on Karma Kanda. He says, you know, this Yamimam Pushpidam Vacham, Pravadanta Vipashitaha, Vedvadarataha Partha Nanyadastiti Vadina, Kamatmana Swargapara, Janma Karma Falapradam, Kriya Vishesha Bhavalam, Bhogeshwara Gatim Prati. You see, this Bhoga Aishwarya. Why this Karma Kanda is given? Nivasa compiled a Mahabharata. He gave Karma Kanda to those who are not ready to surrender. Karma Kanda is for those who are not ready to surrender. Then you see, you know, yesterday Prabhuji was saying about Varnashram, he was quoting about Ramananda Rai and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dialogues. Of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inquired about the great principle, and he came to establish Shuddha Bhakti in Kali Yuga, especially in the Bengal province. There was, you know, Advaitacharya praying so much to the Lord to come. So much, you know, nonsense was going on. They forgot total Shuddha Bhakti. The Kali Puja, so many things, demigod worship going on. So Advaitacharya prayed and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to establish Shuddha Bhakti. But when we see in practical term, you see, you know, Shuddha Bhakti is there, but without and before liberation, we cannot exercise Shuddha Bhakti. Unless or until we are in the clutches of three modes of material nature, we are fighting with the six ripus, six enemies, kama, koda, lobha, mada, matsara, moha. We cannot practice Shuddha Bhakti, which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, madhurya ras, ujvala, premadhyaya. So Varnashrama, we need Varnashram because we want to give people opportunity to become religious. In the present scenario of Kali Yuga, why we want Varnashram? Not to decrease the importance of Shuddha Bhakti, but to qualify materially engrossed people to receive or to hanker for, to desire for Shuddha Bhakti. For that we need Varnashrama. This is in the practical present scenario. You see, we are having this in Vada, or, you know, in our Belgaum, in Gokuldham, we are having this Varnashrama, and you know, there we people see, you know, what is actual Varnashram, and what is the actual Vedic Vedic heritage we talk about, we hear about. We are talking so much about Vedic heritage. You know, our culture is very great, but we are not giving a single model for the material Kaliyugi people to assume what it will like or what it was before Vedic culture. You know, Srila Prabhupada said, wrote Shishi Radha Landaneshwar, he said, these are not deities. They are doing drama to be deities. They are showing themselves to be deities. This is actually Krishna, you see. Prabhupada show practical. This is Krishna here you can find in ISKCON temple, you know. You want God, here is a God. So like that, in Varnashrama, we want to show some model to the people so that they can qualify themselves, they become religious, and they put faith in the Shastra, in the verdiction of Shastra. For that we want Varnashrama preaching. So here, you know, Prabhupada commenting, you know, the so-called religious organizations, we cannot say it's spiritual organization, so-called religious organization, he named it Arya Samaj, they are doing anti-preaching. In the name of preaching, they are doing anti-preaching. They are saying that Vedas, you know, they are glorifying Vedas, but they are putting stress on the karmakandik, you know, portion, the performance of sacrifice, you know, this, this sacrificial portion of the Vedas, they are putting stress. So this is anti-preaching. You know, the general people, they go towards them and they feel, oh, we are getting Vedic knowledge here. Veda means great. People know this much only in practical terms. Veda is great, something wonderful. And they are getting engaged in karmakanda, which is Vishara Bhanda, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. You know, in this verse, Krishna says, Bhogeshwarya Prasakta, Bhogeshwarya Gatim Prati. Then he says, next verse, Bhogeshwarya Prasaktanam, Tayaparata Chetasam, Vyavasayatmika Buddhi, Samadhona Vidyate. Those who are after senses, those who are sense mongers, they cannot have Vyavasayatmika Buddhi. There is no possibility of Vyavasayatmika Buddhi. They cannot see things as they are. They cannot differentiate between matter and spirit. You see, Veda means knowledge. And what is knowledge? Prabhupada defines knowledge. Knowledge means to know the difference between matter and spirit. So they are preaching about knowledge. They are preaching about Veda, but they are spreading ignorance. So this is the misfortune we are having. You see, that's why we need Hare Krishna movement to spread this movement. It's a great urgency. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, you know, he told to Prabhupada when them in their first meetings, Prabhupada said, we are a colonial country. There is a freedom fight going on, independence for independence, and you are telling me to preach Srimad Bhagavatam in the West. What, you know, then Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, you know, after independence also, position will not be changed. You know, we are witnessing in 60 years. Isn't it? You know, position has changed? No. But it has got, you know, damaged so much. When I was coming from Pune, and there is a curvy road in Pune. On that curvy road, there is a place where one of the freedom fighters of India, Vinayak Damodar Savarkar, he put blaze, he burned Western clothes. You know, and they have made a smaraka there, memorial, the place where Western clothes were burned. And you see, and that road we are seeing now, so many Western clothes people wearing, you know, and they are passing through that memorial. You see. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was here. He was right. He was perfect. You know, Srila Tamalakrishna Goswami said, Srila Prabhupada knew past, present, future. Now Tamalakrishna Maharaj is talking about Srila Prabhupada. He said, Prabhupada, he did knew past, present and future. Like that, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur also knew past, present, future. And he told Srila Prabhupada in the first meetings, don't worry about freedom, don't worry about independence. You know, we want to spread Krishna consciousness. There is so urgency. You know, it's very quick. You know, quick hill software, you know. The quick hill, you know, we want to there is, you know, in Pandharpur, you know, they are having this, some net protector, you know, NP software. And I put this player and it's not getting work. Then the manager told me that, you know, we are now launching Quick Hill, you see. The Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, we have to preach Krishna consciousness. There is urgency of Krishna consciousness, not about this freedom. Then Srila Prabhupada accepted it, you know. And then he spread Krishna consciousness so urgency. And you see the Srila Prabhupada disciples, they are so urgent, they have urgency to spread Krishna consciousness. And the misfortune is that other religious organizations, they are working as speed breakers on the pathway of Krishna consciousness preaching. Their role is like a speed breaker. You see, when you want to go fast, when speed breaker comes, you have to put down the gear, slow the speed, and again you cross over. So Prabhupada is mentioning one speed breaker. Prabhupada crossed so many speed breakers, when he was performing legal duties, so many things happened in India. You see, so there is another organization, I will not take the name, the so-called religious organization. They say that Bhagavad Gita is told by some Baba. Some ex-Baba, he told Bhagavad Gita. In 2000, when I heard, when I was shocked. I couldn't believe it, how people are passing on, with such theories and concepts, such philosophy, that Bhagavad Gita was told by some Baba. Even atheists, those who say Mahabharata, it's a mythology. It's all this Vedic ancient history, Purana, they're mythology. In that also they say Gita was told by the great character Krishna. They say like that. But in India we're having that so-called religious organization. They say that Bhagavad Gita was told by Baba. This is the misfortune. You see, it's a big misfortune. And to smash such so-called religious organizations, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he wrote Dashamula Tattva, the famous book on philosophy, and he smashed so many, nonsense, misguiding, useless, so-called religious movements. So on this planet we now having this Hare Krishna movement, which is preaching genuine Krishna consciousness. In Bhagavad Gita introduction, Srila Prabhupada says, there may be question why we are having another translation on Srimad Bhagavad Gita. In America there were so many translations available in English. So Prabhupada said, why we want another translation? He said, this is as it is. That's why we want it. When we go to Udupi Krishna, there are 9 holes on the door. You can watch Krishna one of the 9 hole. This is the proper channel, you see. The proper track. You are going and you don't know where, which station you have to stop. Then what will happen? You will just travel around, and nothing is there in your hands. At the end of the day, nothing is there. So that's why the urgency of Hare Krishna preaching is required. And here, Prabhupada in this purport is focusing on the Bhogeshwarya mentality. You see, generally people are very much attracted to the fruitive activities sanctioned in the Vedic rituals. One may be very much attracted to becoming elevated to the heavenly planets by performing great sacrifices like those of King Bharishman. See, Narada Muni wanted to stop King Bharishman from engaging in such fruitive activities. You see, therefore he is now directly telling him, don't be interested in such temporary benefits. You see, we have to see, to know the purpose of life and to achieve the ultimate goal of life, what we need? We need a bona fide spiritual master. Brahmand Brahmite Kona Bhagyavana Jeev, Guru Krishna Kripa Prasade Pail Bhakti Lada Bij. Without taking shelter under the lotus feet of bona fide spiritual master, we cannot get the ultimate purpose of life, ultimate goal of life. You see. This Tamalakrishna Maharaj asked a question to Srila Prabhupada, Guru Tattva. Then Srila Prabhupada said, Guru is one, its Guru Tattva is intact, you see. And we are having, Srila Prabhupada said, Srila Prabhupada picked those who risked more for preaching purpose. If you want to qualify yourself to receive the mercy of Guru Krishna, then preaching is there. Through preaching, we can qualify ourselves to receive the mercy of bona fide spiritual master and Sri Krishna. Krishna himself says in Bhagavad Gita, 18th chapter, Nacha tasmad manusheshu kachin me priyakritama bhavita nacha me tasmad anyaha pritarobhuvi. He's talking about preacher who tells this dialogue to others. Nobody was dear to me, nobody is dear to me, and nobody will be dear to me, hey Arjun. So preacher is very dear to Krishna. And Prabhupada said, when the construction of Juhu temple was going on, and so much noise was there, and devotees requested Srila Prabhupada, we will shift your office, Prabhupada, and so much noise is there. Prabhupada said, no, this is kirtan. He said, the noise making, you know, coming out of making this temple, Prabhupada said that it was a kirtan. So preaching means not only, you know, only giving seminars and classes. Preaching means serving also. You know, apane acharya prabhu jivere sikai, acharana gele dharma sikano na jaye. Without acharana, we cannot preach. You see. So preaching, all the services, you know, they come under preaching. So service, through service, tadviddhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya, updekshanti te jnanam jnaninas tattva darshanat. Through service, we get the shelter of spiritual master. We can inquire from him about the higher tattva, Krishna tattva. And who is the spiritual master? You know, maya mukta jivere nai swata Krishna jnan, jivere kripa kela Krishna veda puran. You know, yehi Krishna tattva veta, you know, sahi guru hai. Who knows Krishna tattva, he is the spiritual master. He is the real guru. You see, one so-called bogus guru, he died. You know. And he was passing on as a so-called incarnation. He died very miserably. He is not a real guru, according to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Bhagavad Gita, because he don't know about Krishna. His famous slogan was, I have understood that I am, you know, super soul or I am Lord. The difference is that you have not understood that. You will also understand in due course of time that you are also Lord. You can also become Bhagwan. So such rascal gurus are coming up, such useless organizations coming up, and they are spoiling the whole thing. It's like putting salt in a sweet rice, putting salt in a milk, you know. Prabhupada said, who is having the proper adhikar? Who is adhikari? He says in his famous translation of Hare Krishna Mahamantra that if a milk is touched by a snake, if somebody drinking it so much, it will not give him health. He will die very soon. Suppose somebody is talking about Krishna and at the end he is saying that, surrender to me, I am Krishna's incarnation, that is bogus. And Srila Prabhupada noted, one of the so-called great scholar from India, I will not take his name, he said on the verse of 9.34, Manmana bhava mad bhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru mame vaishasi yuktvaiva matmanam mat parayana. He commented on this verse that when Krishna says Manmana bhava mad bhakto, when Krishna says engage your mind unto me, engage, you know, pay obeisances to me, then we have to understood that we have to surrender unto something within Krishna. You see, he was separating super soul from Krishna. He said that Krishna is there, within him super soul is there. You have to surrender within Krishna, not directly to Krishna. So such misguidance is being given by so-called religious, these moments, or you say organization, that's the whole thing is getting spoiled. That's why Srila Prabhupada is saying here that actually the aim of human life should be God realization, Krishna consciousness. The Vedic performances are of course very glittering and pleasing to hear about, but they do not serve the real purpose of life. You know, he's saying that Vedic performances, it looks very nice to hear, but they are not serving the real purpose of life. You know, it's like a cheating, it's getting cheated. You know, Krishna says very clearly on the Vedas, he says, Vedesh cha sarve rahameva vedo vedanta krit ved vidheya chaham. You know, he says, Vedesha sarver ahameva vedya. Krishna says directly, very clearly, Vedesha sarver ahameva vedya. Through Vedas I am to be known. And I am the compiler of Vedas. I have made the Vedas. And you see, Krishna can tell very much, you know, he can tell perfectly what is the purpose of Veda. Because he is the composer of Veda. He can tell you very perfectly. So, hearing from a bona fide spiritual master means directly hearing from Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada says, we can understand Bhagavad Gita when we assume, no, sorry, when we grasp, when we, you know, develop the qualities of Arjun. If we develop the qualities of Arjun, then only we can understand Bhagavad Gita. That is a very important point. You see, if you want to understand Bhagavad Gita, you have to, that is must. You know, they said Krishna and Maya, or Krishna or his Maya. You cannot have Krishna and his Maya both. You cannot have Krishna and three modes of material nature, the sense gratification going on, kabhi ni thoda bhakti, thoda bhukti, you know, it won't work like that. You know, some bhakti is going, some sadhana going on, and some sense gratification going on. We should strive to imbibe Krishna from a devotee of Krishna. You cannot get Krishna directly. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, you know, that Krishna, you know, Krishna Bhakti, one can imbibe from his devotee only, his pure devotee only. That's why we have a chain, Guru Shishya Parampara. We get Krishna, and Amito Kangal, Krishna Krishna Boli Dhaya Dava Pache Pache. You know, we are Kangal, we are bankrupt, we don't have anything, we don't have any Punya, we don't have any Sukriti. You know, one Prabhu said that we are bank bencher, you know, in the class, we are back benchers. We came in Kali Yuga means we are so behind. We don't have so much Sukruti, Jana Sukruti in Arjuna. We don't have that. We are running on the mercy of Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada and Vaishnavas. So without spiritual masters, without Vaishnava mercy, we cannot get Krishna. There is no direct lift to get Krishna. Without Guru Maharaj, without Gurudev, there is no possibility. Guru, you know, Shraddha Bindu Diya. Guru Krishna Kripa Prasade Paila Bhakti Lata Bija. So here, we have to understand the real purpose of Veda, as Krishna says, that surrendering to Krishna, that is the real purpose. You know, Sarva Dharman, you know this, Prabhuji yesterday, he quoted the verse, Sarva Dharman Parityajya. In the beginning, we want it. You see, now, we are on such a condition. We are fighting with the, you know, you know, Prabhupada said, I should always advise to stay brahmachari. And he said, if possible. He knew, it's not possible to fight with Maya. You know, Hidunaj Adana Swami said, sometimes brahmacharis feel that this is torturing. You know, in we are going, you know, so much billboard, so many things. It's like a torture. But it's like a testing also. It's a testing of Krishna. Don't take it as a torturing of Maya. Take it as a testing of Krishna. You see, the Prabhupada's son wanted to touch the fan. And Prabhupada insisting him, don't touch. He said, no, I will touch. Prabhupada said, okay, you touch. Prabhupada allowed. You know, but what he did, he disconnected. Then the speed became low. He touched, he got the pen, but he gained the spiritual knowledge. He gained the wonderful knowledge that, again, I'm not going to touch. You know, that is important. It's a testing. You know, another that one devotee asked Maharaj, what to do when we are having difficulties? Then Maharaj said, always whenever I was in this condition, I thought that this is better than I deserve. You know, I'm so fallen, so degraded, my consciousness, that this situation I have got into, I could have got so much disturbances and so much problems. But due to Guru Krishna Vaishnava blessing, you know, I don't deserve this condition, but still Krishna is giving me. So that I can have the enthusiasm to practice. I can save my enthusiasm. I can save strength to practice. So without surrender to Guru Krishna and the authentic, the bona fide, Prabhupada always used to say bona fide. He's always used to say, many times he said, bona fide spiritual master. Because you know, so many bogus gurus are passing on. You see. And now we are coming to this bogeshwarya mentality. Why people, you know, they get attracted by karmakandic section. Why people are getting attracted to the karmakandic section? Because the real thing is that, the real situation is that we are helpless. We want Krishna. Yes, we want Krishna. You know, Tamal Krishna Maharaj said, you get into the dream and you want to prolong the dream because you wanted something should happen in the dream, yet it has not happened. You want to prolong the dream. In a dream, the subconscious status of mind also, we are under the clutches. You know, we are into the clutches of Maya. In dream also, we don't want to give up this sense gratification sometimes. So, if you want to take something, you have to give up something. If you want Krishna, then you have to give up material desire. You know, and here, this karmakandic section, you know, he said, Prabhupada said, chanting Hare Krishna, you see, you get everything. You know, which is the answer of all questions? Hare Krishna chanting. This is the answer of all questions and all doubts. You know, what we are getting from karmakandic, these things, when we directly surrender to Krishna, you see, all desires, everything will be solved. All the problems will be solved. Because Krishna is complete. You see. And we have to understand the material nature, how it functions. And it is full of three modes. When we are in the material world, we have to understand that we are under the clutches of three modes. But when we are with Krishna, Prabhupada said, my temple is a Vaikuntha. There is no Kuntha. That's why there is no material desire. You know, why material desire? They think that if I get it, I become happy. No, my wife can give me pleasure. No, my children can give me pleasure. No, I can be happy with my society. No, I can be happy with my friends. No, I can be happy with my bank balance. No, I can be happy with my big empire, big business. It's not like that. You can never become happy. It's like a fish. Fish without water, there is no possibility of happiness. No possibility of happiness. If you want to make happy, if you want to fish make happy, you have to give him water. You have to put him in the water. The same condition, if you want to make Jiva happy, if the living entities at all they want to be happy, they must surrender to the bona fide spiritual master. Not directly to the Krishna, not jumping over the Guru Parampara. That is the proper way, proper channel. The bona fide spiritual master is the hope. You know? Divya Jnana Hriday Prakashita. And what qualifies us to get, to receive the mercy of Guru Maharaj, bona fide spiritual master, Krishna, is assisting him, serving him in preaching activities. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna himself, he personally comes as a preacher. He wants to do preaching. He wants so many gardeners to distribute the fruits of Krishna prema. So preaching is very important. Krishna himself says in Bhagavad Gita, I like preacher. Nobody is dearer than me. Nobody is dearer than he who preach about me. Full stop. You know. And in preaching, all activities are coming. You know. Everything comes. Whatever you do, that comes in preaching. So, you know, in conclusion, you know, I would like to, you know, say that this karmakandic portion, even though it is in the Vedas, but as we know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejected it as a, you know, Vishara Bhanda, Bhoga Aishwarya. So this striving for Bhoga Aishwarya same time and expecting the ultimate goal of life is not possible. We have to take shelter of bona fide spiritual master and following him as it is, following his all instructions. And you know, one point, what qualifies us so that in our heart, instructions of Guru Maharaj manifest. Service qualifies us. A genuine service. Seva. So that seva is very important. So, this is very nice. Chapter, Narad Muni preaching to Prachin Barishit. So we're stopping here. Any comments and questions?
Hare Krishna. Thank you for class and how you told that Maya, Jada Vidya is not helpful, and that Prabhupada has told university degree is not helpful for becoming Krishna conscious. But then I have a question that we have this Bhakti Vedanta College, MIH, YH, we have also college and they also give degree. So how much is this is helpful in becoming Krishna conscious?
Yes, very nice. No, question. You see, Prabhupada said, material schools and colleges are slaughterhouses. Here, Bhaktivinoda talking about Jad Vidya, he is talking about slaughterhouses. So, slaughterhouses, if you want to engage it, you have to clean everything, all business, stop, and start a Hare Krishna center there. This is how we can practically, you know, get use of it. This. What about this Bhaktivedanta, you know, Vidyapit? This is totally spiritual, 100% spiritual. It's a part of Abhideya. It's not a question that whether it will help or not. It's a part of Abhideya. This is the mean, this is the only mean, you know, to go to the lotus feet of Krishna. Our Bhaktivedanta hospital, so many courses, you know, we are doing. That is the way, that is the mean. It's not a question whether it will be helpful or not. It will help. It's the mean. But the slaughterhouse, so-called material syllabus, this NCERT and they are giving, it will not help to achieve Shuddha Bhakti. That is Jada Vidya. Matter, full of matter. No tinge of spiritual involved there. Total matter.
That means the degree, this college award, Bhakti Shastri, Bhakti Vaibhav, and these, they help.
Of course. That is the Bhushana, Bhakti Shastri. It's a Bhushana of devotee. Mike.
Babuji, can you tell me what is the highest service one can do in order to please a spiritual master? That the spiritual master can really be pleased, you know, by such a service. For example, we see in ISKCON there are so many different types of services. So which is the highest service one can do that the spiritual master can be fully pleased?
Yes, thanks. Very nice question. You know, Srila Prabhupada said if spiritual master wants water and then juice is given, then he is not pleased. We have to give him, we have to do whatever he says. You know the three classes, all of you know. Three classes, first class, second class, third class. But I would like to give you one practical, you know, comment from a devotee. He's only Jayapataka Swami Maharaj disciple. I was staying in Vallabh Vidyanagar ISKCON. It was in 2008. He gave a class. He's a senior disciple. And he asked a question to all the devotees, what you can give to your spiritual master? Or what you can give to Krishna? Then somebody said, we can give bhakti. Somebody said, we can give seva. Somebody said, we can do, you know, we can go through so much pain through services. We can have so much, you know, so many things, different answers. Then he said, it's the personal realization he gave. He said that when I was brahmachari 15 years and now I am a grahastha, when I was brahmachari I was 24/7 of my spiritual master and Krishna. 24 hours, 7 days, I was a property of my spiritual master and Krishna. Time we can give to spiritual master. Everything. You know, whatever we have, we can give in a brahmachari. But he said, when I become grahastha, now I don't have that much time to devote, to fulfill the desire, instructions of my spiritual master. So we have to devote fully to the spiritual master. No condition, koi shart nahi, no nothing in between. Full 24/7 thinking about him and thinking about his instructions, and he will manifest divya gyan hriday prakashita how to fulfill his desire. that happened with Srila Prabhupada disciples. We have so many, you know, wonderful, you know, Srila Prabhupada disciples, their life, you know, the Jayananda Prabhu Yatra, Nehizula Tamalakrishna Maharaj coming in Mayapur, purchasing land. So many wonderful pastimes have happened. So we have to try to give so much time, whatever time we have, to Guru Krishna. So much time we can give in Brahmachari life. In Grahastha also we have so many devoted Grahastha devotees. It will not feel. They are called renounced Grahastha. You know they are called, you know, this is Brahmachari, Ekapatni Brahmachari, like that. Those Grahastha are there. They also, Grahastha also we can devote so much. That was just his personal realization, this Prabhu's. But in Grahastha we have so many Grahastha devotees also. They devote everything. And they are called, he is a renounced Grahastha. He is in a renounced order. You know. So we have to give so much time, whatever we have, to fulfill the instruction of Guru Maharaj. And no time for personal. No personal motivation. No personal speculation. This way I can do better. Krishna, Guru knows which way is better and he tells you. Then you have to do it. And if you are so advanced, then it is manifested in your heart which way Guru wants to serve him and follow in, fulfill his instruction. It depends on the advancement of disciple.
Actually, my question is more precisely is about all the service that we have in our ISKCON movement, like there are the deity department, the preaching services, like chanting the holy name, you know, like this. So of all these services, which service is considered to be that really the spiritual master would be fully pleased? Just like Srila Prabhupada, when he would ask his disciple to go out and distribute books. So when the devotees would return back, you know, with such a big score, so Srila, that would please Srila Prabhupada fully. So my question is, what type of service really the spiritual master want the disciple to do? Like, there are some disciples, they may, you know, go somewhere and construct temple, or some other devotees maybe get attracted, you know, to do some other kind of service. So please, if there is any specific service.
You see, the specific service, you know, you see the constitutional position of Jiva, he has a special constitutional position. So every disciple, he has a special, different relationship with the Guru Maharaj. You see, and in detail, the answer is it will be manifested in the heart of disciple. That is, I already explained. But in the beginning, you know, you see, you know, that whatever we do, if it is, you know, it's fully for the pleasure of Guru. That motivation is there. Whatever I'm doing, it's for Guru Maharaj only. Just, you know, I am the soul, the dog of my Guru Maharaj, you know. I'm just dog. You know, I'm just Tomara Kukur, you know, Bhaktundaku. You know. Just if you want to please that desire, you know, just I want to please. In its reciprocation. It's reciprocation. So many different Prabhupada disciples have different instructions they got, and they manifested also in the heart, and the reciprocation goes on. The detailed answer is that it manifests in the heart of the disciple, and he has the gravity, you know, to serve. He becomes, you know, follower. That is, you know, hearing from Guru Maharaj means hearing from Krishna. You know, Krishna's representative is Guru Maharaj. Guru Maharaj is Krishna's representative, Guru. And when you surrender to Guru, it is accepted, and it is as good as surrendering directly to Krishna. Nobody can never get Krishna directly without Guru. Guru is there. Krishna comes, he gets Sandipani Muni, he makes him Guru. He shows. Ram Avatar, he shows. Was it so? He practically shown. Thanks. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki.